Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Well, in the middle of all of this cray-cray, what a news day today, Lee.
Absolutely.
We get confirmation from the CIA director that indeed, after all of these years, the Russia collusion story was a hoax. It was fake. And we get the backstory of how they did it. You know, you and I remember this, Lee, because we talked our way through it over years.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine, like, you probably burned out a printer worth of news on that.
Yeah.
And at one point, Newsbusters, which tracks, you know, different things about the media, they're sort of a media monitoring organization, on average, mainstream media was spending 60% of their newscasts on the Russia collusion. Mm-hmm. What we now know is the Russia collusion hoax. Totally fake.
Mm-hmm.
That is astonishing that 60% of the news on average for month after month after month after month was fake. And that's the reason why even today on X, I'll post something, liberal trolls show up. This happens to me multiple times a week. And they're like, well, your president's owned by Russia. Oh my gosh. Are you living in a delusion? Can I help? I mean, literally, they didn't just lie. They didn't just create a fake story. They created a society-wide delusion. Do you remember the articles? People were seeking out psychological therapy because they were very stressed. They believed that their country had been taken over by Russia. How crazy is that, Lee?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how deep it went. They were terrified. They had lived through a coup. Vladimir Putin was in charge via Donald Trump. And then you had no less than the former CIA director himself, John Brennan, going on MSNBC, claiming he could tell just by looking at Trump and Putin and how they interact when they're in a room that Putin controlled Trump. Totally fake.
Yep.
All of it. A bombshell new CIA review, this is the New York Post, of the Obama administration spy agency assessment that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election to help Donald Trump was deliberately corrupted by then CIA Director John Brennan. FBI Director James 8646 Comey and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. Here's what we know. They were excessively involved in the drafting of the intel that included this. They handpicked, this is Brennan now inside the CIA, the analysts who came to this conclusion. They kicked off any analyst who disagreed. And they silenced Russia experts inside the CIA who said, well, what's your source? And they said, oh, a Steele dossier. You mean the fake thing from Hillary's campaign? Yeah, and those analysts, and we know this now because John Ratcliffe is the CIA director, so I guess he's getting all of this from inside the CIA. Those analysts strongly and strenuously objected to the use of Steele dossier, said it didn't even meet basic intelligence community standards for intel collection. Why? Because it came out of a campaign. It was a campaign hit piece. They knew it, they objected, and they were silent. They were silenced. And that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. This is just the quote from the current CIA director, John Ratcliffe. Quote, this was Obama, Comey, Clapper, and Brennan deciding we're going to screw Trump. Quote, unquote. It goes on to say it wasn't real. And what they did was kind of brilliant, as the New York Post writes, after they silenced everyone who disagreed with them, which was all the experts inside the CIA, essentially the Russia experts, handpicked the analyst, personally managed the outcome. They knew they had a really shoddy product based on Hillary Clinton's campaign talking points, basically. So they classified it so that no one could see it and challenge them. And then they selectively leaked parts of it. Which, look, we just saw that tactic again, what, last week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
With, you know, selective leaks by
the Ron Strike, yeah.
Yeah, by Democrats of, like, just the parts of it that if you go internally, you see, oh, it's marked, you know, very low confidence.
Yeah, low
we don't even think
yeah.
this is true.
Right.
It's the same tactics.
Yeah, same playbook.
Unfortunately, the statute of limitations for prosecution of any of these people is 10 years, and we're in year 11. So frustrating.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's you can have Republican allied people in prison for things that they did that weren't wrong.
Right.
And yet we have these people who have betrayed the trust of the American people and, you know, basically altered the course of history and allowed to go free.
Yeah. And the bad thing about this is they all see it.
Yeah.
And the next generation sees
right.
it. And I mean, like, look at James Comey and what he did. Look at John Brennan. What John Brennan now is the former CIA director who, look, I want to go back to one key piece of intelligence that we know about for a fact. John Brennan in the summer, I will never forget this, of 2016, went to the Obama White House, sat down with no less than Obama and Joe Biden and flat out told them that Hillary had come up with this Russia collusion hoax. Her campaign had drafted it. They were pushing it. It wasn't real. And that Russia had found out about it and they were really, really mad. And then what have you done? You've seen the guy on CNN ever since then claiming the whole thing's true. The CIA director. That's what a mind job he did. And that was the power of this, Lee. That's what drove it, was when you had people like Comey and Brennan, head of the FBI and CIA respectively. I mean, the American, you can't grasp, you can't wrap your mind around, wait, there's no way the CIA director and the FBI director would lie to me and make up a story about Russia collusion. They did.
Mm-hmm.
They did. Remember what they would tell 17 intel agencies agree? Well, come on, all 17? There's no way that's a lie. It was a lie. And we're now finding out from John Ratcliffe, actually, most of those other intel agencies were completely excluded from this and not allowed to see the very intel that they claim they supported, which was that there was a connection between Russia and Trump, most likely, and that Russia had interfered to get Trump elected. None of those things ever happened. And listen to this. Ratcliffe also reports that they excluded key intelligence agencies to keep them from reviewing the data. Rush timeline to get what they wanted, and the direct management engagement of Brennan and Clapper, you know, basically managing the program themselves. Brennan handpicked the CIA analysts who compiled the Russia collusion dossier. and involved only the ODNI, CIA, FBI, and NSA, probably the foremost corrupt intel agencies in our government, excluding 13 of the then 17 intel agencies. He sidelined the National Intelligence Council and forced the inclusion of the discredited Steele dossier, which Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for. You know what the irony is here? She committed, her campaign anyway, committed a felony and a misdemeanor to produce the Steele dossier. Yeah. It is a criminal product of crimes.
And they all got away with it.
They all got away with it. And I continue to believe part of the reason that Trump lost in 2020 was because of this.
Yes, I'm just fixing to say this cost us 4 years of the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because it was a slight majority, a little over 50%, went to the polls believing and telling exit pollsters that Russia, they believe the Russia collusion hoax, and that they also believe that Trump was under the influence of Russia, which after that level of brainwashing, you couldn't help but conclude. But that's all it was. It was brainwashing.
Be quite an exercise to think what a difference this world would be in right now if we had had another 4 years of the Trump administration instead of the Biden administration in between the two. It'd be a very different situation.
It would, in a whole lot of ways. Yeah. Some of them bad, some of them good.
And I think the folks in Ukraine had been very happy with the outcome because Russia probably wouldn't be in there now. And the whole situation in Gaza may not have happened. The October 7th situation may not have happened.
Oh, yeah, there's no way Russia's in Ukraine.
There's no way of knowing this, but it is obvious that the strength of the Trump administration with respect to foreign policy and defense policy would have certainly had a different outcome. And, you know, some things that happened probably would not have happened.
No, so much to be different, but it's really frustrating that so many of these people are still either in place, that nobody went to prison, that nobody was punished, that this was allowed to happen. Because I'm telling you, they'll do it again. There has to be some kind of punishment here, even if it's only we wipe out half the CIA.
One event that definitely wouldn't have happened if Trump had back-to-back administrations, January 6th.
Yeah.
There'd be no talking point for the Democrats on that.
And again, like to tie all the news together this week, I think Trump's talking about deporting Elon Musk now. The only reason Trump's president right now, and that you and I can even find this stuff, here's what I would say. I don't think because of Elon Musk that they could do the Russia collusion hoax today. Yeah. I think it would have been dead, done, and buried in a week. They needed the ability to censor, to make all of this work so that the only message was the lies the mainstream media was telling and the faked leaked classified data on this. I don't think they could do it today. And that is why, most of the country would still believe that Fordow wasn't destroyed in the bombing.
Yeah.
And this is why I just really wish that Trump and Musk would just make up, because I am so afraid he will push Musk over the edge and Musk will say, fine, you're done. I'm wiping my hands of X. Let someone else come in and censor it. Or worsely, will agree to the European Union's demands that they be allowed to censor Americans. Because Brennan, speaking of Brennan, the CIA director, you know what he was doing last week? He was meeting with European leaders about their censorship program to help them. Only one person standing in the way of that, and that is Elon Musk. If he puts his thumb in the wind and decides Trump's made him one time too many mad, and he's just goes along with their demands. Because otherwise, they're going to fine him 6% of his global revenues, all of it, not just for Twitter. And that's the guy who's got to stand in the way of real news about Trump getting through. And Trump just continues to poke him and poke him and poke him. It just stop. Stop talking. Stop talking. Because, again, Elon Musk rolls over to wrong side of the bed one morning. First Amendment dies. Freedom of speech dies in the world. And these people will be back in power. Will be censored.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, passage of the big, beautiful bill. Expected sometime this hour. We'll see if they actually get it. Hoping they do. Let's just get this thing over with so we can move on to other stuff. But we don't want it to drag on forever. It's going to basically pass in some form similar to this one. Might as well just go ahead and do it. Meanwhile, folks, in a sign of how absolutely desperate the left wing is, they have gone full cuckoo. A Barack Obama judge overnight has essentially ordered open borders and invited the entire planet to come here in a nationwide injunction on Donald Trump, saying he cannot enforce the law at the border. He's got to let everybody in, let them apply for asylum. Oh my gosh. Now, wait a minute. You're thinking, do I live in the Twilight Zone here? Didn't the Supreme Court last week say that you couldn't do nationwide injunctions in a massive win for Trump? Yes, they did. Since then, two judges have overruled the Supreme Court, two federal district judges. Wait. You can't overrule the Supreme Court. Well, they did. Good luck with that. Folks, this is a constitutional crisis, honestly. I mean, I don't know. We have runaway post-American territories where the law doesn't apply. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll have runaway post-American, post-constitutional federal courts. Maybe that's the left's plan. The judge argued that Trump had not proved that this is a national emergency, ergo he can't change Biden's policy. No national emergency. That's not a thing. He watched MSNBC, you see, and he did not see a immigration emergency, so it's good. Trump can't do it anymore. So he put a block on that. And what he said, and folks, this is one of these crazy rulings. It only goes for a couple pages, and judges pretend not to know things in order to make the rulings. Judges didn't used to do that. They used to put in airtight rulings. They didn't want to be overruled, and they'd go for 100, 200 pages. This is just silly stuff. So anyway, what he ruled was Trump doesn't have the ability to deny illegal immigrants asylum if they, you know, illegally come into the country. And he basically reinstated catch and release, meaning everybody can come in here and eventually vote Democrat, just sit around, taxpayers will pay for them, and then eventually they vote Democrat. He didn't put that part in, but that's what he meant. Okay. The good news is that he stayed the enforcement of this. And I think he stayed it for 2 weeks. What does that mean? Trump's got 2 weeks to appeal. The reason the judge did that is I think he doesn't even dare to order the border open and the showdown that would cause, given he has absolutely no legal standing to do it. So this is, we got two weeks now for Trump to appeal this. Here's what the left is hoping, okay? They know this because I've observed it too. I've watched closely. On matters of border security and illegal immigrant, and I put this in air quotes, rights, they don't have any, but we pretend they do. Amy Coney Barrett is an open border zealot. In the mold of George W. Bush. Roberts, pretty close. When Roberts and Barrett are ruling on other stuff, they're not that bad. They're really not. So like last week's ruling, yes, it was birthright citizenship they were ruling on, but they didn't answer that question. They didn't rule on it. They ruled on, hey, you can't do a nationwide injunction and kicked it back down. So the left has noticed that Amy Coney Barrett does have a record very much like the liberals on open border stuff, and they're hoping they can get her vote, maybe get Roberts' vote. It's a long shot. It's a Hail Mary pass to get that border back open. But here's the problem. This is the other thing they're hoping for. They're hoping maybe a circuit court judge panel will come along and order that border back open. Here's why. Trump has already deported around 225,000 people. Now, remember, they're deporting the worst of the worst, the criminals first. This has decimated the Democrats' human trafficking networks. That's how they get their voters in. It's how they conduct the voter drive. They need those guys back. They need guys like St. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father, who we're now finding out was tortured in El Salvador, which is what happens to you in prison when you kill your rival's mother, but whatever. Anyway, oh, by the way, do you know they have added child trafficking to his list of crimes? Yeah, he brings the Democrats their children, the most precious of all traffickers. So why do they want this? If they can get even a circuit court to open that border for a week, 2 weeks, to force Trump to open that border, guess who's coming right back over? The networks, the worst criminals, they will surge the border and go right back over. Part of the reason we're able to get a lot of them is because a lot of these criminals operate in America. They saw the last Trump administration, which was very soft on roundups compared to this one. They did not see this coming. And it came at them fast. And that's why, like, right out the gate, 6 weeks, we had 60,000 of them out the door. Those people all come back in. Democrats know it. They want to get the border open, even if it's just for a few days, so that Trump has to redo all of that. Those are the most precious to them, the criminals, because again, many of them are cartel. Many of them are part of the networks. They want their human traffickers back. You don't think the Democrats fight this way? They do. Wait, hold on with the music, because I got to explain more things. This is really important. Nobody else can tell you this. Okay, the other thing the Democrats are doing here, there's a second part to this. Now, the way I'm describing it to you, which is the real way, this sounds insane, okay? What they need is a talking point. And they need to push Trump to defy a judge, any judge. They need that for their dictatorship talking point, right? So what they'll do on the mainstream media, and that's what this judge knows, okay? They'll leave out everything I just told you and say Trump's defying a judge. They won't even explain it was a nationwide injunction. And, you know, in other words, this judge is overruling the Supreme Court, which is cuckoo stuff. And they'll say, look, there's the dictator Trump. He's defying the judge. They could whoop their sheeple into violence, maybe get the assault rate against ICE from 500% increase where it is now to 1,000, get some ICE agents hurt, maybe even killed. I'm telling you, they think this way. They do. And maybe Trump will have trouble hiring the 10,000 that are funded in the big, beautiful bill. That's strategy number one. Strategy number two is this. And this is what they're betting. they thought surely by now Trump would have defied one of these judges. I mean, these rulings are so ridiculous. I'm sure the Democrats laugh about them behind closed doors, right? Well, Trump hasn't given him that. He hasn't defied any of these rulings. They're betting, and they're probably not wrong, that if Trump is faced with putting American lives in danger to open that border and let those criminals, the worst on earth that we've already deported back in, or to find that judge, he'll defy the judge. They're probably betting right. And then they got their talking point. They got their talking point for the rest of the Trump term. Defy the judge, dictator, 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 Hitler, Nazi, terrorist, dictator. That's where they are. But you know what, folks? That's not a good place to be. Does that sound like a winning position to you? No, that's absolute desperation right there. Trying to get their criminal voters back, trying to get their criminal networks back and fool the people. It ain't going to work. They've been driven to desperation, but this is where they are.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Okay, Donald Trump hitting an all-time high of popularity with Republicans. I love Ronald Reagan. Everybody does. So this is a lot that Donald Trump is now officially, according to CNN, so it might be true, more popular at this point, 5 months into his presidency, than Ronald Reagan. How did that happen? Joining me now to talk about the media insanity of the last couple of weeks is Curtis Hauck. He is the managing editor of one of my favorite websites to go to, Newsbusters. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Okay. So I got this off your website there. I love your website. While the rest of us are playing that audio all week long about Zohran Mamdani, just so you know, we call him Mohran Mankami on this show. I don't want to confuse you. Mohran Mankami, you know, that guy who's running for mayor of New York, that guy. And all of us this week have been playing the audio where he's point blank asked, hey, you know, what do you think about capitalism? He says, no, I don't like capitalism. I'm not for that. If you're listening to MSNBC, though, you're hearing this.
And I don't think you can say that Mr. Mamdani doesn't support capitalism. I think he's basically said it works, but it doesn't work when it's crony capitalism.
That's not what he said. So tell me about how this is being covered in the mainstream media. Are they getting anywhere covering for this guy?
There's no substance. There is no substance to any of this that's been going on here. You know, I mean, he's literally talked about seizing the means of production, and they're like, oh, that's really interesting. You know, this is pathetic. I mean, he's given his support to actual Marxists, you know, talked about a fellow New York state rep is a comrade, unironically, just like full intention. It's all surface level fascination at this point with the liberal media. They don't want to talk about his support for, pro Hamas groups, democratic socialist group. He's only a self-described democratic socialist. It's not that he is one. He's just self-described as one. And talking about his other views, support for different Marxist figures and tearing down statues and the like, what would happen to New York City in terms of public safety and how city-owned grocery stores don't work, and that the subsidies and the money that he's talking about that he would use to pay for it doesn't actually exist because he and his team don't know how to read charts. It's just, again, surface level fascination with him because it's the new bright and shiny object. They're so desperate to find an alternative to Donald Trump or really anybody on the right. They're willing to stoop to this low. And I think the president talking about, comrade Mamdani is Kami Mamdani, as I referred to him in a headline yesterday. They're willing to do it. Trump is goading them into endorsing communism, which is just very interesting.
Well, see, I was going to ask you about that because you guys monitor at Newsbusters. Curtis, I know you monitor the mainstream media around the clock. I mean, this is the kind of thing going on.
You're a proud democratic socialist. Do you think that is a platform that would work for other candidates running in other parts of the country?
Absolutely. I think ultimately this is a campaign about inequality.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for
everyone.
Is
this guy catching on, do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, so long as the left continues to talk about it in these rose-colored glasses views, and you occasionally have, unfortunately, some people on the populist right say that his messaging is good and something that people should take into account. But we've seen with communism, every time it failed not because it hasn't been tried, it's failed because it doesn't work. And what this would mean in terms of healthcare, and as I brought up, public safety, I think that's really the big things. And we can sit here as people that don't live in New York and say, you know, they get what they voted for. And yes, to a certain extent, you reap what you sow. But at the same time, New York City is America's biggest city. It's one of the biggest cities in the world. It's the first city or the city that a lot of people who don't live in America want to come and visit. And it would be a real shame to see it somehow stoop even lower than it has over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Nobody wants to see America in decay when things are going well in the rest of the country. Same thing about California. For as much of the problems as they have, you know, still tens of millions of people live in California, and, you know, their success is something that we should be interested in. And the media, again, it's so frustrating to see. The broadcast networks have largely moved on. They had a fascination with this guy. They made it more about what Donald Trump is saying about him than what his actual views are. And that's how the media frame this, unfortunately, in terms of the horse racing. And this is how they do this on a lot of issues. If Donald Trump is against this person, then we need to be for this person. Not actually saying, oh, no. What do they actually believe? The media in two presidential elections did away with Bernie Sanders because he was in the way of their candidate. They didn't want to talk about what he actually believed. They say, oh, he's great and has all these ideas. But what are those actual ideas? Because they know if they had to explain these to the American people, it would be really unpopular. It's basically bringing Bane from Dark Knight Rises to life.
Curtis Houck, I've got a minute left. One quick question. Donald Trump just hit an all-time high, most popular Republican president with Republicans ever, even more so than Reagan. And that's in addition to shattering other popularity records with the general public, as we've seen even in CNN polling. Is the mainstream media losing its power? And if so, to what extent?
Absolutely. People aren't taking them seriously anymore. I mean, people tune into CNN to watch Scott Jennings and his buddies dunk on everyone, not because they think what's being said on there is particularly insightful. The comedy shows are continuing to implode because it's late night group therapy. Donald Trump is succeeding because he's focusing on your pocketbook, the border. People aren't talking about how the big, beautiful bill, there's money for the FAA to fix all that big mess that we've been hearing about the last 6 months. I think, and he speaks plainly whether you like it or not. And for all these reasons, I think an energy, you know, the American people see that and they're willing to give him a chance on that because Americans largely want to be left alone and not have to worry, look over their shoulder. And he's doing that by focusing on crime and people's pocketbooks.
Amen to that. Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters. Where can people find you?
Newsbusters.org. I am at Curtis Houck on X. CURTISHOUCK. We do have a study coming out on Mamdani, all the aforementioned things we just talked about. That will be in a study by my colleague Bill D'Agostino today.
Oh, good. I'm going to look out for that. Curtis, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
on 98.9 WORD. Diddy is done. He didn't take it well. Collapsing to his knees, his head in his hands in the courtroom. I don't know. I thought it could have been much worse. I mean, they only got him on 2 out of the 5 charges. But none of that's the important part. No. The important part there is the one nobody's talking about. Who prosecuted Diddy? Do you know? Who led the team? It was a team of 8 people that prosecuted Diddy. James Comey's daughter. Which is weird. And what are the odds? There's 10,000, no joke, 10,000 federal prosecutors in the United States of America. But Comey's daughter led the team. What has she done before this? Well, she prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell. Wait a minute. There's 10,000 federal prosecutors in the United States of America. What are the odds that she'd get that case? I know. It's weird, especially since the UK Daily Mail, I'm going to dive into this article a bit in the next hour, pointed out the uncanny connections and similarities between the Epstein human trafficking ring and the Diddy human trafficking ring, and flat out said what American media won't say. Diddy's was just the Hollywood wing of the same compromise extracting blackmail operation. Well, Epstein. Anybody know who prosecuted Epstein? I mean, he did not kill himself, but then also killed himself. And so he's dead. So there was never actually a prosecution. But I mean, he was awaiting trial. I mean, that's why he was in federal prison. Anybody know who was prosecuted? No. Well, dang, was it Maureen Comey? The same. What are the odds? I mean, when you look at Diddy, most, the vast majority of the crimes that Diddy committed were committed in California. They weren't in the Southern District of New York. They had to use a tenuous connection to even hold the trial there. Why would they locate it? Because that's the office Maureen Comey works out of. How many federal offices are there, federal prosecutors' offices? 94. But it ended up in the same jurisdiction. What the heck is going on here? What does Maureen Comey do the rest of the time when she's not miraculously getting all these cases? Oh, she spends her time in court making sure that nobody can get a hold of 40 specific documents that would tell us who the Johns, i.e. pedophiles, were in the Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell cases. No way. Oh, yeah. You know how many people have tried to FOIA those, fight for those, battle for their release? But I got to give the girl credit. She's pretty good. She's been able to keep them under wraps, which is why we currently do not have any idea who the pedos are.
What are the odds this person would be doing all four of those cases? I don't know, but I would just love to know what a conversation in the Comey household is like. Say this 4th of July. Do they all sit around high-fiving each other and spelling out 86-46 in the sand, talking about killing Trump or laughing? I don't know, past the hot dogs, Mom, you got the mustard? But I will say this. James Comey has a very strange thing in common with Diddy and Epstein. He's a master at using the honeypot, which is where you take an agent who's been trained to extract information in exchange for sex, or just to dupe you into compromise in exchange for sex, or just to get you to have sex with her. Do you remember where James Comey sent these honeypots? Because I do, on account of it was illegal. Into the Trump campaign. Yeah, to surveil Trump and his whole team. Which was really weird, you know, because it was, he personally handled those honeypots. I mean, you think he's the FBI director, he'd be too busy to do that. But no, no, he personally handled the investigation, kept it off the books, remember? We learned that just a few months ago, which is kind of a interesting story given that, seeing as that's totally illegal if you don't predicate doing that on a crime, and he did it. In other words, in the United States of America, unlike, say, China, you have to have evidence of a crime to even send someone like that in. And even then, sending an agent trained to try to have sex with people to extract information via blackmail is still kind of illegal. But anyway, James Comey did it because the laws never stopped him, not one iota. So let me get this straight. The guy who used a honeypot operation against Donald Trump, who was fired by Donald Trump, has a daughter who, out of 10,000 federal prosecutors, just happens to get the Diddy case, the Epstein case, the Ghislaine Maxwell case, and is put in charge of keeping the Epstein files under lock and key so we can't know who the pedophiles are? You got it.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.